Objection, Your Honor. That's where I'd like to begin with the Daily Diamond today, because you're going to look ahead to potential fall classic, and one side of this just makes my stomach churn.
Well, it's unfortunately, everyone's looking up at that team in your division, the Atlanta Braves, best team in baseball right now, and one of the best in some of these very actionable betting categories here. So 19-10, the Braves are covering the run line in all games, just 9-6 at home. They begin a series, and why we call it a fall classic potential preview, because they will welcome in the Detroit Tigers, one of the best teams right now in the American League. The Tigers under 500 covering the run line, both overall and on the road. So thought that was something that stuck out in this particular matchup. The total is also going to come into play here. On the road, Detroit been pretty good, 10-7. At home, Atlanta has been great to the under, 8-5-2. So no real angle there. What I'm looking at is maybe for the rest of this series, Dave, you are looking at two top 9 offenses. The Braves lead baseball in runs scored with 166, at least headed into last night's action. They were off yesterday, of course. Tigers are 9th in Major League Baseball in runs scored heading into last night at 132. Braves own the lowest team ERA in the bigs at 313. Tigers 11th best at 395. Tonight, the matchup, a pretty good one, and Casey Mize and Martin Perez, the way they've been going, total of 9. No play for me just yet on this one, but certainly a series we will have our eye on today and through the middle of this week.
You know, Detroit's back in first place here in their division, half-game lead here over the Guards. I guess my question, Jensen, when I look at this division, are we looking at a team that's got to win 88 games to win this division? Is this a team that at some point one team will separate from the rest of the pack? How do you see that playing out? Or could you be, hey, if we get to 85 wins, we got a shot if this thing is really this jumbled?
Yeah, first to 85 would be my estimation, having covered this division for upwards of a decade and a half. It just feels, and last year, a perfect indicator. 15.5 game lead, not so fast. The last 2 months of the season, it just evaporates for the Tigers, and the Guardians win it on the final day of the regular season. I would fully expect that division does stay close. Your National League East, on the other hand, right now, the Marlins and the Nationals in second place, 7 games back of the Braves. Anything can happen, but the Braves, the only team over 500 in the National League East. Okay, I like to call them vapor trails, and usually that's because of balls that are scalded off of pitchers. Well, the opposite might be true here because of some dandies of pitching matchups we have in certain spots tonight. Jose Soriano of the Angels, one of the front runners for the American League Cy Young early on. He gets the ball on the south side against Davis Martin, who actually, Dave, if you look at where the metrics are in some of the rankings, Davis Martin has not only been a top 20 pitcher in all of baseball, but he's certainly been the best starting pitcher for the Chicago White Sox. I played the under last night in this game. No chance for that getting home, and they had to wait a long time to get that game started with all the weather through the area. But that'll be a great one. Also, a lot of offense in the Twin Cities last night. We played the over 8.5. That was never a sweat. Got there by the 5th inning. Logan Gilbert on the mound, ace for the Mariners against Joe Ryan, ace for the Twins. So that'll be a fun one to watch. And then Cam Schlittler and Jacob DeGrom.
Man.
The Yankees and the Rangers, you know, you would think that this should be an automatic under. But the more I kind of look at just some of the underlying metrics of this matchup, boy, I don't know if I just want to go there immediately, but that would be, if you want to get in on the under 7.5, I can't fault you for wanting to go there. So make it there later in the day. Do want to see what lineups are here for both sides before I lock anything in. But that would be a good feel for me. Couple of totals I do have in pocket already for you, Dave. Cubs and the Padres, we're going to go opposite of Greg Peterson. I just think we're going to see offense out there again tonight. The over 8 minus $1.23. Weather at Citi Field. Dave, I think you're actually going to like this better. The under 8, I did buy up there for Nationals and Mets. Not as advantageous, even though the pitching matchup is what it is with Zach Littell on the mound for Washington. We know that Mets offense, there's been a lot of you know, bad offensive performances, and the weather's not exactly ideal for balls to travel there. So I'm going to play the under minus $1.23 at 8. So under 8 there. And then the Astros and Orioles I'll get to in a moment. And I'm going to actually go with where Matt Youmans was. I'm going to lay the 1.5 on the run line with the Dodgers, minus $1.36 against the Marlins with Shohei Ohtani. Rumored not to be hitting tonight, Dave. It sounds like he's just going to pitch. So Shohei, again, not going to be in the lineup hitting-wise, but he will get the ball tonight.
I tell you, I'm interested just to watch Schwitler against DeGrom. If this is still old man Jacob against young kid Cam, that's 7.5 total, as you mentioned here, Jensen. It is juiced to the under, minus $1.22. Look, we've been on the A's overs at home starting last year, Jensen, still out there in Sacramento. And again, so far, so good in 2026.
Yeah, just to reiterate, the Athletics welcome in the Royals to start a homestand tonight, 9-1 to the over in all of their home games. So just one under right now. As we look at it so far, no technical feel just from where the bets and the percentages are, but can't blame you if you just want to go over there. We do have a total in pocket on this Astros and Orioles matchup. And wouldn't you know it, Dave, two of the best over teams in all of baseball are matched up at Camden Yards tonight. Houston leads Major League Baseball. How about 21-8 to the over? Baltimore, fourth in Major League Baseball. They are second behind the Astros. So your top two over teams in the American League go head-to-head tonight. We are not getting in front of that freight train. We will ride that one, and we'll play the over, an alternate over 8.5, minus $1.45. Dave, I'm already seeing some totals up to 9.5 there. That does not shock me whatsoever, considering that you are getting these two trends that are headed right for each other. So I'm seeing in some places we are at least a 9 in most spots, and that won't shock me if we get to a 9.5 as well. One other thing to think about, and I know we highlight a lot on run lines and whether it is the plus 1.5 or it is laying the 1.5. Arizona has been really good. 10-2 covering the run line just as a road team. That's the best mark in baseball. They will head into Milwaukee tonight. That's Merrill Kelly against Chad Patrick. The Diamondbacks are actually going to be laying 1.5, and that's at plus $1.55. So, you know, again, they're only $1.02 favorite on the money line. So that plus money, if you think that they're going to win tonight, Dave, and you don't actually want to be super aggressive having the plus 155, you can go the alternate run line minus 1, and that still gets you a plus 123 at DraftKings. So if you want to be a little more conservative, in case they only do win by one, there's late offense there from the Brewers, I think you're in good shape either way. But just a trend that really stuck out, especially on the road, and more notably that the Diamondbacks are laying that 1.5, but only as a short $1.02 favorite.
As we get ready to turn the page, and later on this week, by the way, we'll have to get our best bets for the most wins in the month of May. When you see that the Central has every team above 500, the Brewers are in last place right now at 14-13. And we just kind of look and say, well, that's the best division in baseball. And I think that's a fair argument to make when you have all five teams above water. But when I look at the NL West, you mentioned Arizona, how good they've been on the road. Every team in that, I mean, you look at the Dodgers and the Padres, those are two of the almost the very best teams in all of baseball at 1-2. And then look at the underbelly of the division. San Francisco quietly is back to 13-15 after their dismal start against the Yankees in the beginning of the year. And the Rockies off that sweep of the Mets at 13-16. Could you make the case that even though not every team is above 500, with the elite teams they have, which look like elite teams in the Dodgers and Padres, a very good team in Arizona, and then the underbelly is pretty darn good, that the NL West top to bottom could be the best division in baseball?
Yeah, and I mean, the way that the Rockies have improved pitching-wise, that is certainly a case to be made. I will just say from an offensive wins above replacement metric, Dodgers lead it, no shock there, at 7.9. Arizona is seventh in Major League Baseball at 3.9. Wow. And the Padres, just a tick behind them, they're ninth at 3.8. So three of those five NL West teams among the top nine in offensive wins above replacement when you look at those team metrics here in Major League Baseball thus far.
And all of a sudden with the Giants and the Rockies not looking like easy outs, does not feel like there's easy wins when you're coming from the outside looking in and taking on those teams in the NL West.